is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves, the Saturday edition of the program. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Dial in toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That again, 800-259-9231. The number brought to you by our friends over at SACL CAI. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. In fact, we're going to pull our story for tonight if we get a chance to get to it. Of course, your calls are primary, and we actually already have one on the line. We're going to pull one of our stories tonight about Boston police arresting people for using their cell phones for video purposes. We'll get to that here, hopefully, if we get a chance. But your calls are the primary element. You dial in 800-259-9231. Of course, it's from our brand new website, freetalklive.com. It's been redesigned to be far more interactive for our listeners. It's a community-based site now, so essentially you get to control the content that you see on the website. Head over to freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. Let's go to the phone calls here, the fun. Let's go unscreened to the amp lines to start things out tonight. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, it's Joe from Manchester.
Oh, hey, Joe. I'm glad you called in tonight because there was something that went down today. For our listeners that have been with us for a little while, they know that we are participants in the Free State Project, that Mark and myself made the move from Florida here to New Hampshire over 3 years ago in order to get active for freedom. And that means a lot of different things. It means, it means getting involved in politics. It means doing civil disobedience. And that's what was going on today in Manchester, New Hampshire, was civil disobedience. It was as I understand it, and I was only able to hear the voicemails that were left on the. There's this neat little system we have up here that the activists can call in, and it's called Port 411. They can leave messages, and you left one of them, as a matter of fact, Joe. They leave messages, yeah. And then they're redistributed out to hundreds of recipients to let people know what's going on. And a message was left earlier today saying that it was such a nice day. It was in the 40s today in New Hampshire, and for the wintertime, that's a nice day. That's a nice day.
I mean, here, man.
So there was a message left that there was going to be an impromptu 420 celebration, and at 420 in the park there in Manchester, one of the central parks. And I guess the police were listening because apparently they sent out a bunch of cops. Were you there?
Oh, yep. I was actually the one who made the message, put something up on Facebook, and we got about like 5 or 6 people, and there's only like 3 of us who are partaking. And, we're just passing around, and all of a sudden, 2 plainclothes officers just sort of roll up. They're like, do you guys realize we're the police? And we're like, well, I guess we do right now. And at which point, they had us all pretty much just, sit down, and then they went through and searched us one by one. Without consent, they pretty much...
Yeah, I was going to say, were you under arrest at the point they were searching you?
Well, I mean, they said that we were being detained and that we were being we were in the process of an investigation, and so we had to identify ourselves for their investigation purposes. No one there identified themselves. There's one of the activists who ended up getting arrested. Basically, was searched. He claimed he did not consent to a search. They searched him anyway. They found something on him. They put him in cuffs and put him to the side. They searched me. They found I don't carry any government ID on me, and so I had like a student ID on me. So they found that they had my name.
Joe, is there a quick question? I mean, whenever the activists up here gather together, there's usually a good chance somebody has a video camera or a cell phone with a video option on it. Was there any such thing present to record these illegal searches?
I believe Big Mike, who ended up getting arrested later, had the first part of the encounter on a phone. He was audio and video recording when they had us all sitting down on the benches and were searching us one by one. He had a camera out. And he was really getting in their faces. He was the one asking questions. And so they were not very happy with him. And basically, what happened after he was after the one activist got arrested after he got searched.
Wait a second. What is getting in their faces mean?
Well, he had a camera. He had his phone out, and they were asking him questions, and he was batting questions back at them. He was refusing to answer any of their questions.
So when you say getting in their faces, you don't mean he was getting up their personal space?
No, absolutely not. No, okay. He wasn't like being. He was, he was just. He was being assertive, and they don't like when you were.
No, they don't. They like it when you bow down, when you obey, when you don't question. That's what they like. And it doesn't sound like they got a whole lot of that from you guys.
Oh, no, absolutely none, really. And so Mike asserted himself and was pretty much saying that, you know, no, I don't have to answer questions. No, I don't have to identify myself. No, I don't have to do this. And, you know, we pretty much went all the way down the line and said the same thing. No, I don't have to identify myself. You know, no, you know, you can, you know, you're going to search me, but it's an illegal search. I do not consent. And so they searched one activist, Brian, and he ended up getting arrested and put to the side. And then, you know, after they went through and, you know, found that, you know, we weren't going to cooperate, they let us go. And I was video recording this, and they, you know, they told Mike to go, and Mike walked through like this group of five or six police officers and gently like brushed up against one of the plainclothes cops, at which point he claimed that he assaulted a police officer.
Oh, geez.
And, you know, three cops, you know, grabbed his arms, you know, put him, arrested him, and Mike immediately dropped to his knees and, you know, didn't move, you know, just
so he went limp then.
Yeah, he went limp. And so, you know, they were like, you know, get up. You know, he was like, I'm not moving. I'm just going to stay here. This is, you know, a lot of this is on film, and hopefully when I get out of the police station here, I'll be able to upload it. But they ended up just dragging him across the sidewalk and putting him headfirst into a paddy wagon and driving him out. And so, I don't know, there's about like 11 or 12 of us at the police station right now waiting for the bail bondsman to, you know, get in so we can find out what's going on with these guys at the moment. So,
so you say there's video of Mike doing this brushing up against the police officer thing?
Yep. I have it on my phone right now.
When is that going to be uploaded? Because I'd like to see that.
It's nothing. Literally, it's like, basically they told him that he was free to go. And so, like, you know, and there's like three or four of them. So Mike's like trying to weave in between these guys and the one plainclothes officer who was, you know, had the attitude on him the whole time, you know. It literally looked like he jutted his arm out to grab Mike's arm. And that was, you know, the contact that was made. It was really absurd. It's nothing.
How are people going to find your video once it hits the internet?
I guess right now I'm going to, I'll upload it. I've uploaded something before on my YouTube channel, which I believe is Renix88 on YouTube. But I will probably email it off to probably you guys.
Yeah, email that to me. Email it to me, and I'll probably put it up over at freekeen.com later on so people can easily just go to freekeen.com. They'll be able to see the footage. Even though it didn't happen in Keene, it certainly was Keene-inspired in that a lot of the civil disobedience that's been happening up here has been happening in Keene, and you guys have kind of – it's finally branched out to Manchester. I think is this the first civil disobedience arrest in Manchester?
I think it might be, actually. We've been doing the 420s, you know, since you guys started, or maybe just slightly after when you guys started over the fall.
Yeah, but they've left you guys alone. I mean,
done anything. Yeah, I mean, literally within like 5 seconds of the plainclothes cops coming, there was like, you know, 10 officers and like four cars. It was pretty ridiculous. And there was only like six or seven of us sitting there.
Right. Now, I think is interesting here is that you say there's only about six or so people that were out at the park for the 420 event, which, you know, involved cannabis smoking in public. I think we kind of brushed over that. In case nobody knows, that's what 420 stands for. So, but now you're saying there's a dozen people at the police station. So you actually have more people showing up now that somebody's been arrested.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Like, a lot more. And people who were running late to the protest just decided that they would walk over to the police station instead. So, you know, there's quite a few people. And, you know, in fact, you know, Brad Jardis was came down and...
That's Brad Jardis. You know, he's he is one of the few law enforcement against prohibition members. He's an active on-duty law enforcement officer who speaks out regularly against prohibition, against this insane war on drugs. So he actually came down there, and he was telling me earlier, I was chatting with him over my my BlackBerry, he was telling me that he's been getting dirty looks from the police there at the Manchester police station.
You know, I wouldn't doubt it. There's been a lot of them coming and going, and they don't really seem to be answering our questions. You know, it's pretty much every answer that we get is, oh, I'm waiting for some bureaucrat to, you know, talk to his supervisor so I can tell you what to do. You know, we're here. We're going to wait, you know, until we at least find out something, you know,
because
we're out of jail.
Hey, Joe, I want to thank you for calling in with the story tonight. I appreciate it because I wanted to say something, but I wasn't there, so I wouldn't have been able to really tell the story. And it's another great example of how the people people here in New Hampshire that care about freedom are backing each other up in a way that's just not happening anywhere else. I mean, I wish it was, but it's not. So if you want that kind of level of activism, that's why you need to come here and join in here at the Free State Project. Thanks, Joe, and we'll let keep our listeners in the loop here as to what's transpiring. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Americans have heard much about change in recent times and are now waking up to the truth. Well, here's a few facts about your food you may want to change. Did you know that nearly 100% of the food on store shelves comes from a few corporations and that most is genetically engineered, chemically sprayed, and transported great distances? Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company, like you, wants to see Americans change and take control of their own food supply, one seed at a time. Over 12 years, we've become America's premier supplier of pure, non-GMO seeds with over 1,400 varieties. Gardeners and homesteaders know Baker Creek offers some of the most popular seed collection kits, like our large heirloom kit with 60 full-size seed packets for only $99. The kit contains 25 types of vegetables and comes packaged in a metal can for long-term storage for just $99. Look for our free catalog today at rareseeds.com. That's rareseeds.com or call 1-866-OLD. Seed. That's 1-866-653-7333 today.
Have you ever needed something but you forgot? You know, some of our Life Change Tea customers forget to order and then they ask us for some rush shipping. What if it was automatic? You know, no gimmicks, just your product smooth sailing to you automatically. And what if there was free tea? In AutoShip, there's some free tea, so call us for details. That's 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our AutoShip program has no lock-ins, and you can cancel at any time. Free tea. If auto ship B, so call us. There's no better way to jumpstart your health. Look us up at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Features including archives. So if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours free right there on the front page of the website at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project, your best chance at achieving liberty in your lifetime. You have to get together with other people who care, and not only care, are willing to actually do something about it. That's what's happening here. That's what we actually spent the first segment of the show talking about, is the police apparently cracked down on a 420 celebration today that was going on up here in the Manchester area of New Hampshire. FreeStateProject.org is where you want to go to learn more about it. It's quickly approaching 10,000 participants, 10,000 people who've signed on to say, I've had it with where I am. I'm moving to New Hampshire to get together with hundreds and soon thousands of other like-minded, liberty-oriented individuals who are willing to get out there and get active. And getting active doesn't mean you have to go out and do what the guys did today and get arrested. It can mean just going and doing politics, which has been amazingly successful up here.
Well, most people aren't getting active in that, you know, in the way that these guys are. And, you know, I wonder what it takes in order to see freedom in certain areas. I think that there's room for civil disobedience. I think there's room for politics.
I think it's going to take both.
That seems to be the way. I mean, to me, I'm more comfortable with the idea of the political action.
It seems like lower risk.
It seems like lower risk, yeah.
So head over to freestateproject.org, learn more about it, how you can come up here and get together. So, like I said, we're almost at 10,000, so if you want to be in the first 10,000, soon we're going to go over that hill, and it'll be on the downward slope, which will be
coasting.
Nice. Yeah, that'll be nice. Plus, Mark, you've got a little program you're starting up with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. You guys are going to work on getting to 20,000 participants, and that'll, of course, trigger the move to New Hampshire. But the thing is, the idea of the Free State Project is so exciting, people just decided to move sooner rather than later, and I think that's the best thing that could have happened because it helps us really kind of get the ball rolling and get some things accomplished that otherwise would not be happening. I mean, there's so much to talk about that's going on up here. We could fill a whole three-hour show with all the stuff that went on, you know, in the last month or so on this program. I may be exaggerating slightly, but there's more happening in 1 week's time, I think, here in New Hampshire than there ever was happening in a year's time down in Sarasota, Florida, which is where I was born and raised. So it's wonderful. In fact, one of the guys that was arrested today in Manchester is also from Sarasota. So we've got people coming from all across the country and even from around the world up here. Let's continue with your phone calls. A couple folks were arrested today for cannabis. One for cannabis, one for assault on a police officer, which basically means brushing up against a cop. Apparently it was completely accidental. Let's go to Kurt in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Kurt?
Hey guys, just wanted to, you know, it's amazing. I was charged with simple assault, and basically what that was is that's literally touching a police officer. That's how they get people, even if you try and shake their hand, up here. It is, you know, I'll tell you, it's awful. I want to put out the word that the Manchester Police Department, if you just, you're online, go to your search bar and search up Manchester, New Hampshire Police Department. You'll get to their manchesternh.gov website where you can find out where they are. You can email them, and updates. If you would like to call people, I'd love to have this. I mean, what they do, this is oppression. This is absolutely aggression against the free people. It's, their telephone number is 603-668-8711. We happen to be up in Chesterfield today getting wood. Mark was up there today too. You know, we couldn't do a whole lot, but
one of the things that happens up here is that you don't have to be in the same area to help out when somebody is arrested. And it was actually you, Kurt, that called this afternoon to the Pork 411 service and suggested that people call the Manchester Police Department.
Absolutely.
So I did. I used that phone number. I called them up and I said that I don't appreciate them. First of all, I asked them why they kidnapped two peaceful people in the park today. And she said, well, it's not kidnapping, it's an arrest. They committed a crime, and as you pointed out, I pointed out to her that it's only a crime if there's a victim. She says, well, you're entitled. She says
to them, Ian, I kept saying the same thing, and this Becky kept telling me that they committed a crime, as
right.
did some other officer.
So she says, get this, Kurt. She says, you're entitled to your opinion. And I said, well, that's nice. I guess I'm not entitled to keep my money, am I? And she didn't really have much to say to that. I said, I'd appreciate if your gang would stop kidnapping peaceful people.
Oh, yeah, it's
people.
A gang, all right. They have such an us and them mentality. It's sickening. I mean, they don't even want to answer your questions. They really don't.
No. Nope.
As far as I'm concerned,
why should they? They're going to get your money anyway.
Oh, absolutely. I call and ask if they've released them. I ask them when they're going to release them. Currently, they've got the bail commissioner coming up. Let me tell you something. If they go to the bail bondsman, I don't know what it is, but it's $40 they charge you just to see a bail commissioner who happens to be part of their team. He's probably a retired cop or something. You know, just to see a bail commissioner. And those Federal Reserve notes are not returnable. You cannot get them back. It's $40, not returnable, even if you're found in something. You know, found
sure,
in
the whole
in their
thing's
world.
A scam. The whole thing is about extracting money and extracting obedience from people. And Kurt, anything else you want to share tonight?
Yeah, this is war. Really. I mean, you know, they start drawing their guns when it comes time to enforce these rules, these insane rules. This is, as far as I'm concerned, I'm fired up. You know, when something happens to somebody up here, to me, it's like my family. It's like it's happening to me. I've been arrested.
Kurt, I see where you're coming from, and I can definitely feel what you're feeling, because I was very frustrated when I was on the phone with these bureaucrats earlier tonight. I don't know if war is really the right term. It kind of suggests, it connotates violence. I think that our side is going to continue to be peaceful, and they will be the ones that are committing the war. They're the ones that are aggressing. They're the ones that are hurting peaceful people. They're the ones that are committing violence. And they're doing it all with our money. It's just an absolutely outrageous situation, and it needs to change.
Well, I agree with Mark. You know, we have to do this in many different ways. And when I say war, I mean by being smart. Look, if I want them to stop aggressing against us. As far as I'm concerned, I moved up here because I want this world, the world is going to hell in a handbasket, and I'm tired of seeing it happen. If we're going to have a chance in freedom, we're going to have a chance in liberty. I came up here and you know, well, I've made some sacrifices myself, and I know there are a lot of sacrifices that people make, but, you know, especially the early movers, there have been a lot of people who have made more sacrifices than me and in different ways. And,
I like using the term investment. I understand that you can look at it as a sacrifice, as though you've given something up, but you're kind of investing, even though you are certainly giving up freedom. I mean, you yourself spent weeks in jail this year because they're a violent gang. But I look at those things as investments in the future of freedom, because every time somebody gets arrested, every time somebody goes to jail, people perk up around the country and around the world, and they look here, they look to New Hampshire, and they say, wow, what's going on? Wow, people were arrested this afternoon in Manchester. They didn't give the cops their names. They didn't cooperate with them. That's amazing. I want to be around that. And they move up their plans, or they hear about us for the first time. And to me, that's an investment in the future of freedom. And I appreciate everything you've done.
603-668-8711. 603-668-8711. That's the Manchester Police Department's number.
Thank you, Kurt, for the call tonight, dude. Yeah. I appreciate hearing from
you.
And that's a great idea. That's one thing that anybody, anywhere can participate in. You don't have to live in New Hampshire to pick up the phone, call the Manchester Police Department and say, hey, you know, what did you do this afternoon? Why did you arrest those men? How are you treating them? I want to make sure they're okay. Please release them. Where's the victim? Or whatever it is that you want to say to them, let them know how you feel about what's being done. This is, again, one of the many ways that the activists are able to get active, even if they aren't in the immediate vicinity of what's going down. We're coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
Why is drinking pure high alkaline pH water the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Because alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using AlkaVision pH Drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to an alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. You're welcome to bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you all the features for free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include our wiki with over 2,000 pages created by listeners like you. Go to wiki.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. wiki.freetalklive.com.
And have you ever been to a custom frame store and see what they get to frame a picture there? It's ridiculous. They get more than $100 to frame a picture. What if I told you you could get a custom-made picture frame made by Liberty Lovers here in New Hampshire and delivered to your door for as little as $10?
I'd say I don't believe you.
And don't believe me? Head on over to LibertyPictureFrames.com and you can see for yourself. That's LibertyPictureFrames.com. They've 20 styles, 12 colors, inlaid frames. 5% of the gross sale goes to support liberty activism here in New Hampshire. It's libertypictureframes.com.
I actually do believe you. I've met the owner. He's a hell of a nice guy.
Yeah, one of them just called in.
Yeah. So we continue here. We'll take your phone calls about anything. But coming up, there's a story about, and it's really a study in stark contrast. I mean, we just told you about, we had somebody call in and talk about how some of the liberty activists up here in New Hampshire were arrested today and that there were video cameras that were recording that occasion, that event. Well, down in Massachusetts, which is just a few miles away from where we're doing this show, the police behave a whole lot differently when it comes to cameras. And it's like this all around the country in many cases, where if you're using a video camera, there's a chance the police may target you to arrest you.
You know, I forgot to mention something about Liberty Picture Frames.
Oh, yeah.
My mistake. For this 24-hour period, because it's their debut, they're open. They'll be around the clock ordering, so you can order anytime in the next 24 hours.
You can call at 3 a.m. and place an order.
I don't know why you'd want to, but yes, so that's a possibility. LibertyPictureFrames.com.
All right, very cool. So we'll get to the Boston story if we get a chance, but let's go to Gene, the Christian anarchist in Tennessee, on the amp line. Hello, Gene. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey there.
I wanted to talk to you about the earthquake.
Okay, sure.
It's been in the news a lot lately, and I wanted to encourage people to do what I do when I hear of something like this. There's only basically one organization that I trust with my money that I donate to on a regular basis, and that's the Salvation Army. I think they're, from what I've seen, the best one out there as far as getting the dollars to actual relief of people. They have a very low overhead and a very low loss of money as far as spending it on useless things. They're very tight with their money. They know they definitely put it out there to the people that need it. And they're usually the first ones on scene at most places. I don't know about Haiti, but in the U.S., whenever there's any kind of disaster, usually Salvation Army is first ones there as far as private groups going. And I trust them with my money. I don't really trust too many others.
Normally when you hear about disaster, you hear about the Red Cross, and they I've always just heard they're very bureaucratic and just not that great.
Red Cross is probably one of the worst you could give your money to.
Why is that?
They just waste too much money. They, very little of it actually goes to relief effort. They've got such a huge overhead.
Well, and they're very tied in with the state, from what I understand.
I'm fond of the Salvation Army. You know, it's they've helped me in the past. I was in prison for 8-something years, and they always had a little care package. And so, every year I make sure that I give money to the Salvation Army to help people. You know, they're doing worse than me. So I like them. Red Cross, I've got certifications through them before.
Well, if people have a mind to donate for the relief effort, they can go to, I think it's salarmy.com, or you can just type Salvation Army in a search engine. You can find it. You can donate online and designate earthquake relief, or if you have another disaster. When they had the earthquake in China a couple of years back, we also donated to that one. And just you go online, you click on the donate button, you tell them where you want the money to go, and you can be pretty confident that that's exactly where it's going to go.
Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, Gene?
Well, your story about the gang in blue is interesting, and of course I've been on that bandwagon for a long time, calling them a gang because that's all they are, a bunch of thugs.
Yeah, she didn't like that very much when the phone operator of the police department didn't really care for me using the term kidnap and gang with her association, but that's what happened today.
Well, I grew up in the 60s, and there's something that's stuck with me ever since then, and that's question authority. And these people don't have authority. When you really boil it down, when you get down to the brass tacks and try and determine where does this authority come from, you find that they do not possess legitimate authority. What they do possess is force and the willingness to use it and the willingness to hurt people.
Well, they also have, not only do they have force and the willingness to use it, they've got the cars, the cages, and all the tools that go along with that force, but they also have the aura of legitimacy. So when people see the police doing violence to peaceful people, they just write it off and they say, well, those must be criminals if the police are arresting them, well, the police are good guys.
I'd like to step in here for a second if I could.
Yeah.
The police do have a legitimate authority if the public, you know, in large abdicates their sort of their responsibility to take care of violent criminals in the community to the police officer, and the police officers do that. It's when they lose legitimacy that they go after people that that haven't committed a real crime. By real crime, I mean a crime that has a victim. That's when they lose
socialist
legitimacy.
Of you.
What's
to
that?
Say that when the public at large does anything that somehow that creates an authority. That does not create authority. What it does is it makes it look like there's an authority.
Well,
but the authority was not created by the lack of the public at large of doing anything.
Gene, if somebody commits a violent act, don't I have the right to take that person into custody and keep them from doing
it? You have the right to take them into custody and lock them in your basement, as far as I'm concerned.
Then as far as I'm concerned, the cops have that same right, that same authority.
No, they don't. Because they don't have the right to forcefully take me and lock me up for something I did to you. You have that right.
But I can give the right to those police officers.
You can hire an agent to do that for you.
I have. I have to pay them, so I have hired an agent.
Absolutely. If you were to go out there and hire Sergeant Joe Blow to go over and arrest me because I assaulted you, that would be legitimate. But it's not legitimate
for you to tell everybody in the county they have to pay Sergeant Joe Blow's salary so that someday, if something happens to you, Sergeant Joe Blow can go arrest me.
The funding mechanism,
that's not legitimate.
The funding mechanism for police organizations is messed up. I will agree with you on that.
Yeah, absolutely right.
That's their authority. Their authority comes from the funding, and the funding is illegitimate.
Their authority doesn't come from the funding. Their authority comes from what's right, and a person can step in as an agent of another in a situation where someone has been harmed, and that's right.
But most of the time, they're not doing what's right. Most of the time, they're hurting people.
I don't know what the percentages of times, and I wouldn't
go look at the jail. The guy that runs the jail here in Cheshire County, New Hampshire, says that 50% of the people should not be there.
That wouldn't be most of the time.
That would be actually most of the time, because not everybody goes to jail, Mark. A lot of people are arrested and ticketed for various different things. So if 50% of the people in the jail shouldn't be there, that means there are a whole lot more people that are pulled over for silly nonsense things like speeding or you know, busted for cannabis but didn't go to jail over it, or just, you know, are paying fines and things like that, and the police are involved in that. So yes, they are spending most of their time going after peaceful people.
I need to restate what I said there, because I went and did the same thing that I'm accusing you guys of. I said their authority comes from their money. No, that's not the case. The ability to exercise force comes from the money, because I've said in the past, and I'll say it again, they don't have any legitimate authority, so therefore their authority cannot come from the money. So you're right there, Mark. But their ability to exercise force on others comes from their funding source, and that is what's
The point that I was trying to make, Gene, and I get where you're coming from, and I agree that the funding mechanism is messed up. However, I think they have legitimate authority when someone calls and says, hey, my house has been broken into, or in some way I've been harmed or whatever, then the police officers have been agented. They've been, you know, they've taken the mantle of agent to act on behalf of that person, and therefore they do have legitimate authority.
Fine. If you pay them for it, fine, but I'm not going to pay them I don't want to pay them to exercise an act on your behalf.
Thank you, Gene, for the call. Good. Appreciate the thoughts tonight at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. I think the most overlooked thing in that conversation is the fact that they've managed to fool people into thinking they have authority. They're just men in uniforms with badges and guns. More coming up. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live, the Saturday edition. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's. Let's Fix Dinner. Find dinner ideas to bring your family together at the table at letsfixdinner.com. Juggling schedules so that everyone eats together can be tough. Try starting with one family dinner a week, whenever you can fit it in. Take turns picking the meal and have everyone pitch in. Working together will bring your family closer, even if it is just once a week. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy.
The JFK assassination.
This is Houston, say again, please.
Houston, we've had a problem.
Landing on the moon.
The pictures of airplanes flying into buildings, fires burning, huge structures collapsing, have filled us with disbelief.
9/11.
I know that many of my supporters are disappointed. I am too.
Global warming. Historic events or conspiracies. If you seek alternative information, go to conspiracyking.com. Discover the largest and best selection of conspiracy books in North America at conspiracyking.com. Read articles and the works of authors worldwide at conspiracyking.com. Want to contact us? Call toll free 800-294-5250. That's 800-294-5250 for conspiracyking.com. Exposing tyranny since 1991.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It is a live Saturday edition of the program. You're welcome to bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us on our website. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you are invited to shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. You can go to amazon.freetalklive.com and you'll find dozens of categories in which you can shop. It's Amazon, the world's largest internet superstore, super retailer. I mean, they have virtually anything that you might be looking for at great prices. You can even buy used if you want to. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter through that link, and Free Talk Live will get a percentage of your purchase. But I'm pretty sure you can't get gold and silver through Amazon.
Reasonably certain, too. And at Free Talk Live, we talk about investing in gold and silver as a hedge against inflation. Investment or barter currency in case things go really badly. Well, now we've teamed up with Midas Resources to offer you some very special rates. And by special rates, I mean you're going to have a difficult time matching these rates anywhere on any of the gold and silver advertisers that are on the radio. You can go to gold.freetalklive.com and check it out. We've got U.S. Eagles over there, British Sovereigns, 20 francs, Lakota Nation Silver Rounds, Montana Silver Reserves, and several others. gold.freetalklive.com.
So I want to continue just this discussion here briefly about the idea that police have authority. And when I was listening to your conversation with Gene, the Christian anarchist, a few moments ago, I kind of found myself in between the two of you in that I agree with what you were saying, Mark, that if you have something that has happened to you as far as you've been victimized, something has happened, you've been harmed in some way, either physically or your property's been damaged, something like that, you know, kids been stolen from, whatever, something has happened that has damaged you, and then you bring the police department, or you bring the police in to investigate that crime, then they've got legitimate authority to do that because they're acting on your behalf, supposedly, in that you've essentially brought them in as an agent. So I agree with that. Gene's response was, well, you know, it's not being funded appropriately. You're not paying them directly. You're forcing everybody else to pay for it. And that's a true statement, too. So I'm kind of in the middle, and I feel like, well, if you wanted to, you couldn't go somewhere else. That's one of the biggest problems, right? Is that
sure you can. If you have something stolen from you, it would be a child or property or, you know, somebody's injured or something like that, you can hire a private investigator.
But he can't go and arrest that person. He can't go and do
anything. You can hold that person until the police come and, do what their job is as far as arresting. And I think you're probably going to have a lot better luck with that.
With a hiring PI?
Likely. I mean, you know, the police.
I don't think the PIs can arrest people. I don't think so.
I'm not talking about arresting, Ian. He's not obviously not going to hold them in jail.
Yeah.
Clearly, there's a mechanism out there, in society for dealing with people that do stuff wrong. I think that mechanism could be improved greatly. However, it's the one we've got, and currently, police have arrest power. Now, I don't think that it should rest solely with them. I think that if somebody does harm to you, that it should be, sufficient harm. It should be within your power to arrest yourself. But
because if you form another
group, how are you going to do put someone into a penitentiary, something like that? I think that's a bad form of punishment. I think that there are better forms of punishment. I think that we can come up with systems that would work better. But currently, today, that's what we've got, and the statement was the police don't have authority, and I think they do have authority in that area.
Right, but people believe that their authority is much wider than that.
The government is all about mission creep. You give them authority in one particular area, legitimately, and they'll creep all over the place, and they'll expand the purview, and that's what they do.
Right, the police and all government agencies have brilliantly established themselves as this authority figure, when, in point of fact, most people haven't explicitly given them authority. It's just they were born into this system. When you grow up, you're taught that Officer Friendly is your buddy, and that they're here to help you. And there's this whole bill of sale, this bill of goods that you've been sold about the police and the government in general. And much of it is just based on lies. I mean, it's just based on misinformation. And it's they've managed, and of course they're running the schools, as the folks over at the School Sucks podcast, which we might tell you about later. Will point out to you. So they're indoctrinating the American people almost from day one. It's certainly from age 5 on up till age 18 plus, maybe longer in college, indoctrinating the American people to believe this fairy tale that these people are somehow higher up than we are. In fact, the police themselves, but many of them believe it. Not all of them, but many of them believe that there was. Remember, we had Carlos Galindo on from the Phoenix, Arizona area. He was at a flea market, and he was trying to video record some police that were ransacking somebody's flea market table. And the cop comes up to him and says, "You're down there, and I'm up here." I mean, these cops absolutely believe when our buddy Sam from the Obscure Truth Network was in the airport recently, the TSA cops told him that once he passes through the security checkpoint, he's theirs. I mean, they believe they own us. Many of them do.
Well,
and so that's this attitude. And of course, when people act like they are they are authorities, it feeds into their belief system. And so we have this perpetuating cycle of where people believe that these other human beings somehow have some sort of righteous authority and control over other people. And it's not righteous, except in the instance that you bring up, Mark, where you actually do bring them in for a specific purpose of going after somebody who has harmed you. In every other instance, it's them enforcing their way and their belief system upon you, upon innocent people, nonviolent, peaceful people, by the threat of force. That's what they do day in, day out, and it's wrong.
I think that it's important to point it out every time that one talks about law enforcement is that they have a legitimate role, and if you don't do it, the first thing that people think of immediately is, well, what about murderers and rapists? If we didn't have cops, what about them? Because if they're illegitimate, they should go away. And if they should go away, I mean, what are the steps to, it scares the bejesus out of people, quite frankly.
Yeah. And well, some of the steps that we can take.
I think, right, there are lots of steps. But I think that the first and best step is to get cops out of the business of going after people who haven't harmed or stolen from or
absolutely,
whatever, from some other individual, a victim.
That would be a huge step. Ending the war on drugs is part of that. That right there, if you could just end the war on drugs, the streets would become safer virtually overnight. You can, and stopping the cops from aggressing against peaceful people would go a long way, making it so the court system is loser pays. That would make it so that people wouldn't be suing each other that as often for silly nonsense. And if you aren't enforcing victimless crime laws, then the court systems can deal with real criminals like murderers and rapists and arsonists and things like that.
Right, because currently the court system's so jammed up with victimless crimes that they aren't able to take all the violent crimes. They do not take all the violent crimes. They choose not to take all the violent crimes, or most or many of them, not even most of them, not even close to most of them, to trial. And that's where we all, every one of us, gets victimized, because plea bargains are bad for everyone except the state and the people that work there and didn't choose not to work. Because the victim, if in fact somebody pleas out that's guilty, if the victim gets harmed by the plea bargain because the guilty party doesn't do an entire doesn't do the sentence that they should, the guilty party generally gets scared into taking the charge, so they don't get a fair trial. There's all kinds of reasons
so
why
unfair.
Plea bargains stink.
Let's go to your
should
phone
be outlawed.
Calls about whatever's on your mind. Let's talk to HC, ladies first, listening in Florida to WFLA. Hey, HC.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to say that your friend Gene that called in about the Salvation Army is absolutely right. Many, many years ago, when my husband was in the Coast Guard traveling everywhere, he said that the people that were there for them wherever they were Salvation Army. And until the day he died in 1991, he contributed to them, and we try to do the same. Now, the Salvation Army right now is in Haiti. They've been there since 1950. I heard this over Fox today. Haven't heard it from anybody else, and they are doing a masterful job of getting help to the people that need it. So I'm so glad that you recorded the place where, you know, friends can send their cash to help them or whatever is needed. So thank you for this program. I keep my car radio on 24 hours a day on WFLA, and I just love
the car a lot. Hey, thank you, HC. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Of course, she's mentioning the Salvation Army website, which we can probably get for you here. It is SalvationArmyUSA.org if you want to get some money down to the folks in Haiti.
Yeah,
and that's an army I can get behind.
I always wonder about the ranks and everything. Being a Quaker, I'm against the military thing anyway, and the ranks bother me, and one man being exalted above another by the ranking system. But you know, they do some really good stuff, and I gotta agree, FLA is a great station.
That's true. 1-800-259-9231, WFLA is the station I grew up with.
Same here.
So you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number two is coming up. If you're on the lines, we will get to your phone calls about whatever you want. And you can take control of the airwaves. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour two coming up.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.